This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 500 Palestinians were killed in a blast at a Gaza City hospital on Tuesday that Israeli and Palestinian officials blamed on each other and that ignited protests in the West Bank and around the Middle East. Health authorities in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip said that an Israeli airstrike caused the blast, while Israel's military attributed it to a failed rocket launch by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group. The blast was the bloodiest single incident in Gaza since Israel launched a bombing campaign to retaliate for an October 7th Hamas assault on southern Israeli communities. Tensions have been rising on the Lebanese-Israeli border since Israel began military action. Jacob Russell has this report from Beirut.
As Israel appears to be preparing for an invasion of the Gaza Strip, the Lebanese militant political group Hezbollah has said that this would provoke their entry into the war. The border between Israel and Lebanon has been tense for years, with Israeli defense forces and Hezbollah periodically exchanging fire. Until now, both sides have respected rules of engagement designed to avoid triggering a full-scale war. But already, in the first few days of the Israel-Hamas conflict, the violence along Lebanon's border with Israel has escalated considerably. Jacob Russell for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.
Jordan on Wednesday will host a four-party summit in Amman with U.S. President Joe Biden and Egyptian and Palestinian leaders to discuss the quote-unquote dangerous repercussions of the war in Gaza for the region, officials said. The discussions would focus on ways to halt, quote, the ongoing war in Gaza and ways to find a political horizon that would allow the revival of the peace process, an official statement said. This is VOA News. India's highest court on Tuesday declined to legalize same-sex marriage and left it to Parliament to decide the matter. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
The court agreed with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government that the legislature is the right forum to rule on the matter and address what were called the human concerns of same-sex couples. The unanimous order by a 5-judge bench was a huge disappointment for the large LGBTQ community in the world's most populous country. It came 5 years after the court scrapped a colonial-era ban on gay sex. Asia largely lags behind the West in accepting same-sex marriage, with only Taiwan and Nepal allowing it in a continent where largely conservative values still dominate society.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. A man accused of gunning down two Swedish football fans in Brussels had served a prison sentence in Sweden between 2012 and 2014, the Swedish Migration Agency said Tuesday. The man, a suspected Islamist of Tunisian origin living illegally in Belgium, gunned down two Swedes and injured a third on Monday evening on a street just before the start of a Belgium-Sweden international football match. The man, identified in media reports as a 45-year-old Tunisian migrant, was quartered and fatally wounded early on Tuesday when Belgian police moved to detain him in a cafe. Belgium's interior minister said the dead man had been possibly identified as the perpetrator of the murders. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan failed to win the House Speaker's gavel on the first ballot on Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was a showdown on the House floor, hours after Donald Trump backed his ally.
I think Jim Jordan will be a great speaker.
But even after Jordan flipped dozens of detractors,
a speaker has not been elected.
There were 20 holdouts keeping him from getting the majority needed to win the gavel. Democrat Pete Aguilar earlier told the House chamber a vote for Jordan would send a terrible message to the country and world.
A vocal election denier and an insurrection insider
who should not be second in line for the presidency. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States on Tuesday offered a $5 million reward for information on the whereabouts of a leader of the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, Abakar Ali-Adan, who was officially designated a terrorist by the United States in 2018, is the deputy commander of the extremist group, the State Department said. It said he's also associated with several branches of Al-Qaeda. Al-Shabaab has been waging a violent insurgency against the government of Somalia for more than 15 years. I'm Joe Ramsey.